This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I do that from time to time, hog the road on my street or in the streets that are around my farm because I live in a suburban area. Sometimes it gets to be a little dicey, if you know what I mean. So here we are on another visit. The program is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Who are these people? The folks that are running farms like mine, dairy farms, maybe you got a couple of hundred cows, or maybe if you're a produce person, you got a couple of hundred acres, and you're trying to survive in an era when the big just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There are a lot of things that make the playing field a little bit more, I suppose, is it even? There are people focusing on the impact of Hurricane Harvey on farmers, farmers around the country, and the flooding in Texas, and what happens, how they're all connected. For example, 98% of the cotton in the Corpus Christi area had been harvested, but that didn't mean that what was left wasn't safe. And actually, in the areas where they store the cotton, there's a problem because the water gets in and that will contaminate the cotton. So expect the price. The bottom line is anything that's connected agriculturally to Texas and to the path of Hurricane Harvey is going to impact what you pay. For example, jeans, anything, or sheets, or anything made out of cotton is going to be more expensive. So you can say that about corn. The farmers down there are going to be, and again, the perspective, because we have it here, that doesn't mean that all the rest of, you go to the grocery store and you buy your groceries and you don't think much about it. If milk goes to from $5 a gallon to $10 a gallon, what's going on here? Well, it'll be the same thing in the petroleum industry. There are, I think, 19 refineries in the greater Houston area, or in that part of Texas, because they're easy access to the ships or to the oil coming out of the ground. And so the price will go up 25, 30, 35 cents on no matter where you're buying your gasoline, because that's how people react to this. And this is a desperate sort of situation, and a lot of farmers are going to get wiped out, a lot of families getting wiped out, grains and products stored in these bulk, the big harvest store stainless steel canisters you see all over the place, out of canisters, they're just big silos. Those will be damaged by the flood, and they won't be able to be used by humans or animals, so the stuff will just get ground up and used for fertilizer again. Let's see, cotton, wheat, rice, soy, large exporter of crops from around the country go out of the shipping terminals that are along the South Texas coast. Most of the rice harvest was completed a week or so ago. And so I'm looking at it's where they store it. There's going to be, it's like the cotton. Corpus Christi is an area 200 miles from Houston. It's on the coast. There is the problem hasn't been as bad in Corpus Christi or Galveston as it might have been, but it's still, there's about 2 million bales of cotton from these areas that are going to, be in questionable places. If stuff gets wet, it's no good. And so I'm looking at some of the other things that are in this area, the concerns for health and well-being. A lot of farms are just going to be washed away. I saw a stat here, 700 to 1,000 farms will be completely devastated by the impact of all this rain and all the water, because it just washes the topsoil away. It's just you think about the ancillary impact, our equipment. Most of us park our equipment either in, sheds, or sometimes it's outside. And I saw with all the cars and trucks that will have to be scrapped because of the storm. Apparently, there are like 500,000 vehicles that will be scrapped, and included in that are a lot of the piece of equipment that farmers use, tractors, harvesters, the ancillary stuff. So, and the demand for oil is soaring, and with that, the price the farmers are paying, as I said, along with everybody else, going to go through the roof. I was trying to get an ancillary overview of some of the things, but I think I've covered most of the areas that are going to be impacted by this. It's a horrible situation. It really is. And there's nothing you can do about it except try to help. There are a lot of places, to help the farmers out. I think if you go to the National Farmers Union website, nfu.org, you would find ways to support. A lot of farmers are going down there, maybe bringing their equipment. Sending money is a good idea. But if you go to nfu.org, I think you'll find ways to help other farmers who are in distress, who are in this area. And this area is a great, you go north and west of Houston and sort of south and west of Dallas, this just fabulous farming areas. Dairy and truck farmers, they're just hundreds, thousands, millions of acres devoted to growing that are going to be impacted by the storm. So, again, nfu.org is probably a good place to go to to put your head in a place where you can help out. In a moment, we're going to meet the assistant to the secretary, the USDA Secretary for Rural Development, and we'll, I think, talk a little bit more about this. But I want to get a focus on the Rural Development Agency at the USDA and see what they're doing and what sort of restrictions they have. If there's any new stuff that you ought to know about with the new administration, we'll get to that in a matter of moments as well. In the meantime, let's talk about your health and well-being. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Have a lot of stress in your life? You get up early and sometimes later in the day on the farm you get a little, lost in the energy department. So to bring your energy back, my suggestion is that you drink Super Beets. Super Beets. Super Beets is a circulation superfood. Nobody knows better about eating real food, having supplementation in the form of real food, than real farmers. And those of you who grow vegetables, you know how Super Beets are grown, non-GMO beets. Grow them, harvest them, cook them. Then there's a special process that dries them out so they can be powdered. And then you get these canisters, sometimes three or four at a time, depending on how you order. And speaking of that, if you want your blood pressure to be where it's supposed to be, if you want energy galore, you want stamina, you want to have a good, strong core, like athletes and people who work hard, Super Beets is the way to do it, because it's nothing but food. There's no drug, there's nothing, there's no caffeine, it's just plain food. So get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order by calling 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com. You get free shipping when you mention my name, free shipping, and a free 30-day supply with your first order of Super Beets. Order them online. Find out what everybody's talking about in the energy department. This is really super stuff. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com or by dialing 800-655-4183.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 16 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. You can get the current podcast or old podcast, former podcasts of this program by going to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. Okay, listening to podcasts of the American Family Farmer, just go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. We welcome here to the program Ann Hazlett, who is the assistant to the USDA Secretary of Rural Development. Ms. Hazlett has been working in agriculture. I'm looking at your CV here, if I may call you Ann. Looks to me like you, are you a farm kid? Did you grow up on the farm?
I did not grow up on a farm, Doug, but I grew up in 4-H, and that got me started with livestock at a very young age.
There you go. Are you from, you're from Indiana originally?
I am.
Yeah, so that's plenty of farm stuff there to talk about and be exposed to. So just to, for a second, give us a thumbnail sketch of your career, because it looks like because of your connection to farm and obviously you're interested in government, you've had a whole career already working in various levels of agriculture in government.
I have. Agriculture and rural communities have been a lifelong passion for me, and I've been blessed with a number of opportunities to serve at different levels. I've spent some time working on the federal side on Capitol Hill. I've gotten to be part of three different farm bills and seen really the policy decisions, how that affects everyday lives of our producers in our rural places. In state government, I've had a chance to help deliver programs, serving as the director of agriculture for my home state, Indiana, and now get to see things from a different lens here at USDA.
Well, you talk about what you've seen. What have you seen?
Wow, that's a great question. I have had an opportunity to see just the tremendous resource that we have in our employees here at USDA, very passionate people in the Rural Development Agency who live and work in many of the rural communities around our country. We have a lot of tools and programs to help these communities prosper, and it's been exciting to learn and see what the opportunities are here.
Yeah. Well, I think that the opportunities are great. There are some who are discouraged by the agricultural realities. Some people blame government. Some people lean on government. I'd like to see, frankly, in my own circumstance, I was a dairy guy. I've been around cows all my life, and I'm raising replacement heifers now. But I had a very active business. I had a store, sold my own milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And there was just too much government. Mm-hmm. Too many people getting in the way of just getting the job done, and it just I said I've had enough, and I see this happening so many places in my area and around the country where farmers just give up because there's so much damn regulation, the EPA, the USDA, the FDA. So how do you fix that?
Well, USDA, under the leadership of Secretary Perdue, that regulatory reform is something is quite a priority for him. He wants to see us look how can we be removing barriers to prosperity in rural places. And so he has designated a regulatory officer whose job is to look and see what's out there on the horizon, both within USDA and outside of USDA. And we're making lists of regulation that will be prone to look at whether we need to continue to have a rule, or if we do have a rule, is it dialed correctly? And that's something that just going through that process and looking and seeing what we can do to help these businesses and communities prosper is a top priority for him.
All right, so let's drill down into this. We'll pause for a moment. Ann Hazlett is here from the USDA. We'll talk more about rural development here because she's with the Rural Development Agency. And what can we expect here? 21 after the hour.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
That's 23 at the hour on the American Family Farmer, a weekly overview of what's going on with the family farms, the people who are running farm businesses, and the locavores who are supporting by using, by eating, by buying the foods that are produced on the American Family Farms. We have Ann Hazlett, who is the assistant to the USDA Secretary of Rural Development. The Rural Development Agency came out of the Dust Bowl. Didn't it come out of the Depression? Wasn't that, is it that era, or is it more recent than that, Ian?
It's more recent than that. The modern agency, as we know it, came in a law that Congress worked on in the mid-90s.
All right. So what did this add? Why was it necessary? What's going on there now? In terms of, because when you think of rural development, you don't just think about farms, even though farms equal rural America, or for me anyway, or vice versa. But there are other things. There certainly is education to be considered. There are a lot of other things. But do we mostly focus on the farm? Is that really what the Rural Development Agency is supposed to be doing?
We're looking at a number of things in rural America. Farming businesses are certainly a bread and butter in many communities, but rural development is also focused on broader issues, infrastructure, broadband, housing. All of these pieces and amenities really contribute to, that the quality of life in the community where those farms are operating.
Mm-hmm. And so where is an example? Can you give us an example? Maybe go to your home state of Indiana and tell us what maybe in pick a town we're on in four or five communities around the state of Indiana. Pick one that's fairly rural and or a project that's going on so that we give people sort of something concrete instead of abstract to focus on with regard to what the Rural Development Agency is doing.
Throughout states, like Indiana and all over the country, putting in healthcare facilities would be a concrete example of something that we have programs to address. Fire stations, community centers, libraries.
What did they do before this? How would there volunteer fire departments, for example, in some of these towns? And that it tends to be inadequate depending on how big the town is. But is that the kind of thing that you're doing with the tax dollars?
Absolutely. We would be assisting if a community needed a new fire facility for that volunteer fire department to be operating out of. We have loan and loan guarantee programs that would assist communities in building that infrastructure.
So the loans are there. The government offers lots of different loan programs. This is different. I think I've looked at some of this stuff. I've never actually taken advantage of a government program on my farm over all these years. Maybe I should. Maybe I'm a little stubborn because I don't really want the government nosing around. Not that I have anything to hide. I just don't like a lot of government. And I think that we see, especially with the Food Protection Act, just the overreach and what it's done to some of my farm friends is just give up. And so they look at government and, you know, the old expression, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, and everybody chokes after they hear that. So that's why I wanted to give you a chance to tell some of these stories so that it wasn't quite, you know, the people when they hear from you or you show up, they don't look askance at this, oh, I don't want another government bureaucrat, get out of here, sort of thing. And I bet you run into that, honestly. You have to run into that from time to time, maybe more often than you'd like to admit.
Sure, but there are those communities that need assistance, and we look for strategic ways to help them create that vision for their future and invest in the right ways.
All right, so you heard me a few minutes ago talking about Hurricane Harvey, the disaster that it is now wreaking on farms in the northwest area out of Houston. And so I think maybe what would be a good example, if I can call upon you to do that, is to talk about how you can help. So there are people listening in that area. Down in Stevensville, for example, it's not really been hard hit by the hurricane. It hasn't gotten quite that far north, but towns like that. So we'll deal with that in a matter of moments here as we continue focusing on your farm.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green.
On the radio and in the air on lots of different devices, this is the American Family Farmer. Check it out at blogtalkradio.com every week, / American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joined in our conversation this week by Ann Hazlett, who is with the USDA. We're talking about rural development, what the agency does, infrastructure, and the focus now on the hurricane, which has done lots and lots of damage to food, food sources, agriculture. So one wonders in the, I wonder if you ever get discouraged, Ann, just as a side note here. You've got a good job, a big job in an agency that, you know, the government's supposed to be here to help. I was being somewhat facetious when I said what I did before, but it is the way a lot of people feel. But the other side of it is we like to think that there are people who are concerned and understand what the problems are and can help put things together, because it is very hard for the family farmers to sustain themselves. That's just the reality of what's going on. So it looks to me, or it seems to me, like you aren't working directly with the farms, but in an ancillary way to help life in the communities where farming is big be better, or the lives of the farmers be more productive. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Rural development supports farmers and farm communities by helping them to ensure that the people who live and work in these areas have access to the infrastructure that they need to be successful in their business and to have a quality of life that makes them want to stay in these places.
Yeah, well, it's tough. I will tell you, it's the quality of life thing is a big question mark for a lot of people, because you're working, it almost seems like from time to time we're working against one agency of the government is working against another agency of the government, and you pull out your hair because you don't know, I use as an example that reference to the Food Sustainability Act or whatever they call it. It has drained a lot of us from wanting to continue doing what we've done all of our lives. And so now along comes Hurricane Harvey, which is flattening whole communities and the infrastructure that goes with them. And I pointed out some of the areas in Texas that I know. I think Texas is a fabulous agriculture state. And, you know, the farms just go on and on and on, thousands, tens of thousands of acres. So when a storm like this comes along and wipes out everything, I was talking, you heard me talk about cotton and corn and grains and stuff that might be in some of these silos that are going to be underwater. So that stuff's all going to be junk. So what happens?
Well, I think we can look at these challenges really in two different levels. At that community level, rural development is certainly engaged with respect to housing, as well as our utility partners seeing what they need to get things like the water systems and electric up and running. At the farm level, USDA has a number of disaster response programs, both on the livestock and the crop side.
And so how does that stuff, how does a farmer listening to this program take advantage? Where does he go?
I would advise two different things. One, we have a lot of resource on our website, which is USDA.gov. And then in addition to the web access, we also have numerous offices at that field level, the Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service also have offices. A number of those offices will continue to be closed until the water levels have gone down, but certainly should reach out to them because there are people on the ground there waiting to help them.
How much easier is your job, or how much easier is the farmer's job because of internet access? Some of these rural areas still don't have any way of getting the internet, so they lose out, in a manner of speaking, don't they? Or are you
Absolutely. That's a huge challenge, and something that broadband access is a top priority for Secretary Perdue for the very reason that you've suggested. It's a lifeblood.
Yeah, it really is. And we've, you know, those of us who remember what it was like before this, it's like people tease me because I've been around for a while. You know, you use the services of the Morse code or something. But yeah, there it is. I found many of my colleagues who are younger, bringing those of us along. A friend of mine, we had at the dairy store, we had an office that was with the computer connection, and we got our Facebook stuff. We did Twitter and all of the social media, Instagram, promoting the farm. It's a fabulous way to promote what you're doing if you're in the retail business. And, you know, other than that, you have ideas that are shared that never was the case before, at least, you know, some of the younger farmers who have ideas, whether it's fixing a tractor or whether it's growing a particular type of crop or dealing with economic issues. Now there are many farmers, both male and female, who seem to love to have access. It's just another way of, it's kind of almost, maybe it's not a secret anymore, but a secret weapon in a manner of speaking, yes?
Absolutely. It opens up entire markets that might otherwise not be available to businesses.
Yeah. I just think that it's the most challenging part of what you do. What do you like most about what you do? What's been the biggest success? Did you just come in with Perdue, or were you there before?
No, I came in June, so I'm about 2.5 months on the job.
Yeah, yeah. Before that, you ran the Agriculture Department in Indiana, though, right?
Right, and I was also on staff at the Senate Agriculture Committee, so saw a lot of these issues through a policy lens.
Right. And so does that help, though, knowing all the players?
Absolutely. One of the biggest blessings that I've had from my time on the Hill is getting to see just the needs of different states and how what someone needs in the Midwest might look very different than what somebody needs in the Northeast. And just having an appreciation for that, I think, helps now as we're delivering programs to understand that, you know, two rural communities are not the same, and the needs, they may have common challenges, but the response and how we address those needs might look different depending on the community.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have, you can reach people in Alaska listening to this program and people down in Puerto Rico listening to this program, and the needs of both, as a matter of fact, even Guam, because we're heard on Guam on K57. Can you imagine the needs of whatever the agricultural community, I've been to Guam twice and I don't even know what they have for agriculture now that I think about it, because it's mostly just service entities, the Air Force and the Navy base and stuff, but yeah, I use that as an example because there are, the fabulous diversity of our country has to pose challenges, though, when you're doing the stuff that you're doing.
It does. And I think that's where just being a good listener and knowing the right people to be in touch with will help you deliver responses that don't just work on paper but actually work on the ground, and that's what's important.
All right, one of the ugly truths about what's going on in rural America, save farm life or not, is the problem with drugs. There's an epidemic in our country. There's no question about that. And so let's move away in a moment. I'm going to do a couple of things quickly and then come back to you to talk about how this division of the USDA, the Rural Development Office, is dealing or helping to deal with drugs in rural America. First, though, thinking about the farm-related companies, jobs that are available, it may be that you are the farmer who decides who's going to be hired to milk the cows. Maybe you're the person who decides at the business who's going to be your assistant in the store. Maybe you're someone who's trying to find a good salesperson for the produce that you're growing. Whatever it is that you need on the farm, and there are a myriad of jobs all the time that are necessary depending on the size of the farm. Doesn't make any real difference how big the farm is. If you're looking for the best recruit, you're looking for the best person to fill that job you have, then you go to ZipRecruiter.com. You don't have to go any further than that. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the place where you can post a job using ZipRecruiter. It doesn't cost you anything the first time in. That's right, free. A free service of ZipRecruiter.com. Use the code DJV. So it's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use this powerful technology to efficiently match what your need is to the people who are looking for the job. Get somebody who's going to be happy working for you. Don't waste your time. Get to work now. Post this job on hundreds of sites just with one click to ZipRecruiter.com. Use it free. Find out what the difference is. Get that help you need. Get the right person for the right job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Yes, it's that time of the year, shopping for back-to-school supplies. And Staples is the place where you can find everything you need in one stop and without breaking the bank. Staples is committed to providing everyday low prices and ensuring that the hottest back-to-school products are in stock all season long, whether you go to the store or shop online. Staples features the latest nationally recognized brands and hard-to-find items, so parents can check off their entire back-to-school list at one destination. Staples also offers affordable prices on technology and taps into the hottest trends in tech tools and accessories during this back-to-school season. Busy parents can even use the new and exciting Scan My List feature in the Staples mobile app that allows customers to scan a photo of their class supplies list, and a Staples associate will fill up the cart ready for pickup in-store or for home delivery within 48 hours. To learn more and to see all the savings waiting for you, go to Staples.com. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
This is the American Family Farmer with an overview of the hurricane, the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. I was talking to some people I know who are growers in Texas who around in this area, there's about a 450 square mile area that at this point in time people are looking around to see what the damage levels are. There is water on most of the farms in that area. And the ranches and farms were battered by 120, 130 mile an hour winds. The focus I'm making right now is in a little town called Edna, which is southwest of Houston, grows rice and other things, and grows the usual crops, but I'm looking at a farm that grows rice. No second crop now. The whole, never mind the fact they couldn't get the crops off the field. They have no place to store them, and the stuff that's already been stored has been ruined because the rain get into these silos, and now there's nothing left. So what do you do under the circumstances? This is all part of, and by the way, this is in 50 miles of any direction of where this fellow is on his farm, that whole area there, near Rockport, and these are areas, again, that are great ag areas. But this business has wiped them out. And because there have been cutbacks here and there in the farm bills, the farmers are all wondering now what's going to happen. This will be part of, I think, the reconstruction. $190 billion worth of damage has been done as a result of this storm, and number of farmers have been, and farms have been wiped out. So there will be some sort of a program, but still, your life will never be back to the way it was. And I think that's what really sets people off a little bit. How do they go back to these places where, you know, everything's ruined? Food for thought, isn't it, huh? We're all about helping people understand what's going on in their network here on the American Family Farmer. The focus on eating local, growing local, that's part of this. But the U.S., what I'm finding out, and this is why I was happy to have Ann Hazlett come on the program to talk about the Rural Development Agency, because a lot of people think it's just about farms for farmers, and that's not true. And if I have not learned anything else today, and I mean, actually going to the website, Ann, rd.usda.gov will help clarify that. But I think that you're more involved than it isn't like you're helping farmers. That's what the USDA does in general. You're helping the areas in which people who live and work and support farmers, the environment, if you will, of those living situations. That's kind of what your mission is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, the USDA trying through the rural development people to deal with the problem, the opioid problem. It's an epidemic. I use that word, and I don't like to use it, but it is, from what I know. I know a lot of people who, for whatever the reason, I mean, they can go through all the myriad of reasons that people use drugs, why they're discouraged, or who knows. I never would have thought it would be as bad as it is. My connection to rural America is one that sort of leaves me in the wholesome and hearty department, and I don't think drug usage and those two equate, but apparently they do. This has affected farming communities, and one wonders whether it's just the families, or is it the people that are being brought in to work on the farms? What's the real source of the problem?
I think this is certainly a challenge nationwide. In 2015, I believe we lost 52,000 Americans to a drug overdose death, and as new data comes forward, those numbers are believed to rise, and rural America has certainly not been immune from this. I think there's a number of reasons that we see challenges in rural America with this issue, particularly with opioids. We have many jobs in rural America are still labor intensive and so can lead themselves to injury, or someone may receive a prescription for opioids as a result of that injury. In many of these places, we still have lack of economic prosperity, which can lead people to despair. We have isolation. And in many communities, we simply don't have access to health care services that might lend themselves to other types of treatment.
Mm. So what do you do? How do you fix the problem? What's the USDA doing?
Well, we certainly have a number of programs that can address kind of an immediate response to this challenge. We have programs for helping communities access healthcare services through telemedicine. We have a program that will help communities build new healthcare facilities. We have, from a prevention standpoint, we have grants for educating youth and other community folks in the community about the dangers of these substances. But I think the longer term opportunity really for USDA is just looking at some of the underlying challenges that we have in these communities and that need for prosperity, and that's where we're focused.
Ann Hazlett, rd.usda.gov for the Rural Development Agency. 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm.
You can marry your family farmer.
I should do this correctly. I don't sound like a good announcer if I don't pronounce. You know, so many people, when we talk about America, we leave out the A. It's America this, America that. America. Land of the free, home of the brave. It's America, and this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll focus on the organic label fraud and the ancillary things that go with it in my commentary, which is next.
How to live a healthier and happier life, lifestyle expert Bahar Tekteshian.
You want to drink plenty of water, and you want to make sure that you're having a balanced meal. Also meet regularly with your doctor to keep your health in check. While only 1 in 8 are diagnosed, 25 million Americans live with bladder leakage. There are products that can help. Prevail, for one, is the number one ranked adult incontinence brand in U.S. healthcare, and it can help men and women move freely about their day with confidence. Prevail has proprietary dry fit technology in some of its products, which help bladder control pads lock in 20% more wetness than the leading advertised brand. And protective underwear deliver 5 times drier protection than the leading advertised brand. With innovations like breathable zones and an odor guard system, Prevail is a simple choice for your health needs. Check out their purse-ready individual packaging for women and other products at Amazon.com/Prevail or visit retailers at Prevail.com.
Finally, Tektechian says,
try to get a little bit of exercise in each day and, of course, get plenty of sleep.
Visit TrustPrevail.com.
Hi, 55 past the hour. I was sort of regurgitating in my mind the thoughts from the lady that was with us during this hour of from the USDA's Rural Development Office, and we were talking about technology, and as a sort of postscript to that, it feeds into the information that I have on my mind about the organic labels, or just labels in general. The fact that we have growing frustration among a lot of people in our country because the big, big companies, Monsanto and that ilk, are changing the way we farm so quickly, sometimes it's hard to keep up with it. And especially if you're in areas that are deprived from the kind of connection that everybody else has, the old days wouldn't make any difference, but it does now. So hopefully we'll be able to get we, the public, we're paying for this. We, if we're farmers and we don't have access to technology, that would be one of the things that you go to the Rural Development Agency for. And they'll work with you. They are doing that. I'm not sure how fast they do it, but they are doing it around the country. Paying attention to detail, paying attention to things. Again, information is the king. And those of you who are in the organic business, whether it's dairy or whether it's produce, you know how the frauds, the increase in the, if you will, bastardization of organic labeling is the USDA got into this and messed it up, as is usual, because they let the retailer, well, not so much the retailer, they let the big companies who are pushing organic product because they know they're profitable. I know in dairy, if you milk cows that are organic, it's worth 10, 12, 14 bucks a hundredweight more than what you get out of a cow that hasn't been living an organic lifestyle. And the same is true for the stuff, all the organic vegetables that are sold, the fruits, that sort of thing. But it's been, you know, I continue to say this because I don't see people doing anything about it. The organic inspectors that are aware of the problem and are railing about the certification process, the fact that the big companies are given a pass on meeting the organic standards, this is becoming a joke. 80% of all the organic food sold in our country comes from China, Turkey, Mexico, Brazil. The government has let them come in. There's bribery. There's fraudulent claims. And so the value of organic isn't valuable anymore. And they don't, you know, we talk about having, I go back to my, one of my real, this business about the Food Safety Protection Act is so bogus. They're after the farmers in America, but what about the people who are sending this organic food in from all these countries that I just mentioned? There was a Brazilian incident that took place about 3-4 months ago that adds lots of credence to this claim of mine. And so the USDA was forced to revoke the food safety determination for a Brazilian meat exporter because they used chemicals to cover up rotten meat. They sent food that was contaminated with salmonella to England and to America. They falsified the certification, all of this kind of stuff. At what point is this going to stop? At what point is our food going to be considered the primary resource, not having us, we talk about selling all of our food overseas. Why are we bringing food in from overseas that's not inspected? This is something you should be sending a note to your congressman about. Stop imports of fraudulent food. I'm Doug Steffen.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.